friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Presented by Paramount Plus, Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We just heard Kevin Stefanski's press conference. If Quinshon Judkins happens to step up to the podium, we're going to take that press conference live. Also, want to remind you, in about 14 minutes, we are going to do quick predicts. That is your opportunity to tell us the score of the Browns-Ravens game coming up on Sunday, and then you will give us Monday morning's headline immediately following. 216-474-0092. It is the original, original only to How Come Quickies, I'll be honest with you. We always bow down to the godfather of rapid fire of caller participation within the show, right? We will always bow down to that, right?
Let's take two more.
Yes, we will. So that's how we feel about it, and that's what we will do at the end of the show. We will, rather than why am I smarter, we ask you for quick predicts. That's coming up at the end. What did you get out of the Kevin Stefanski press conference? Dan Menigan filling in for Jeff Phelps today.
Big thing out of the Kevin Stefanski press conference is Mike Hall is out for this game. He had been practicing for a little bit. It seems like he's not going to be able to go for this one. Jack Conklin is questionable with an elbow injury. It is not the eye that is the issue. It is the elbow that is now an issue. It's an injury Kevin Stefanski said crept up in practice this week, which is mildly concerning. And then Quinshon Judkins questionable to play as well on Sunday if they could get him up to speed in time. Those are the big things that stood out to me. And once again, him hammering home, hey, I've talked to the guys about the history of this team. This is going to be solved by who wins a football game on the field.
He does not care about the 30th anniversary. Not at all. Not one iota. And he hopes that his players know about it. Basically.
Is that not what you want to hear from your football coach?
Yes and no. I need him to know that the players understand that they're there for a reason. They've got to play a game. It's a business for those guys. But they also need to understand that the reason it's a business is because the fans make it a business. With no fans, there is no business. And let's not forget that ever, because that's what drives all of it. It's all entertainment at the end of the day, isn't it?
It is. It's very much entertainment.
So, all right, so we were rudely interrupted by Kevin, and I can't believe someone's going to have to talk to Kevin about having press conferences in the middle of two keys and a lock.
We did. We actually have a quote directly from Kevin Stefanski on it.
We'll get it fixed.
That's pretty much all we can do.
All right, good. As long as he fixes it, we're good. All right, so Anthony, you back there still? You still listening to us?
I'm back here.
Okay. Ooh,
did he leave?
There was a pregnant pause there that made me think, oh boy, maybe he's not ready.
Threw his hands in the air and said, to hell with the two, I'm going home. This is silly.
Anthony, can't go home yet.
Well, let's do this real quick. You got through two keys, didn't you, Dan?
Yes.
Okay. Anthony, you got through like a key and a half, right?
I got through my two keys.
You did? All right. I didn't touch my second key. So let's do this. Let's spark up the band for key number two. This is key number two. And Dan, quickly give me your key number one and key number two quickly.
Key number one for me is winning the battle between Myles Garrett and Ronnie Stanley, one of the best left tackles in football, going up against one of the best defensive ends in football. That's going to be a fun one to watch. Myles Garrett needs to win that battle. That's key number one for me. Key number two, find explosive plays. It'll spark your offense. It'll also spark your defense.
Anthony, key number one, key number two.
I already gave my key number two.
That was last segment,
He's
bro. We're trying to get people back up to speed.
Again.
Got you. My key number two is make your kicks.
So hang on, Anthony. Let's go back and play radio for a second. Not everyone was listening before the press conference, so we want to make sure that they know what's up to speed. We want to make sure that they are in. There's nothing worse than an inside joke and people don't understand our inside information. Okay, you've learned more about radio in 30 seconds than you did in 4 years at Syracuse, let's move forward. Key number one, key number two. You know I'm kidding you about the Syracuse stuff. Key number one, key number two.
Key number one, make your kicks. Key number two, stop the have a good game from the secondary.
Fair enough. All right. That is New York State wisdom for you there from Syracuse. I love every second of it. My key number one was ball control, because Dan and I completely disagree on what the game plan should be. Man, I want 10, 11 play drives from the Browns every time they get out there. Keep Baltimore's offense off the field. And the best way to do that, long, sustained drives, 4 to 5 yard pickups on every play, and let's just eat the clock the entire game. My second key, which we didn't get to in the first time, so this is key number two for me for the first time for you, 37 yards, 6 targets, and 3 receptions. Whose stat line was that week number one? That was David Njoku. And for the Browns to be effective in a ground control offense...
Andy, I hate to cut you off.
Oh, you got
to
be kidding me. They've got to get David Njoku the ball.
For Browns running back, Quidshon Judkins.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
It's a great feeling just to be back with all of my teammates, back in the building, you know, focus on football, back in Cleveland, help the team win.
Quinton, obviously, like, it's the first time we've seen you since June, obviously, the arrest. I know that prosecutors declined to formally charge you, but do you have any comment on the whole situation and everything that happened?
Yeah, I don't mean about the situation, you know. Glad that the prosecutors, you know, closed the case and didn't file any charges, and I'm appreciative of that. But, you know, like I said, just happy to be back in Cleveland, you know, with my teammates and here to go accomplish my goal.
And do you think that you'll be ready to, obviously, this is a question with a play, do you think you'll be ready to go on Sunday?
You know, I'm taking it day by day right now. Just focus in the playbook and just focus.
What was the meeting like in New York with the NFL, and do you have any worries about being suspended going forward?
You know, I can't control that. I think, you know, what I can do is just go out on the field and just be able to help my teammates and, you know, prepare each and every day for it.
Why do you feel like you have to re-earn the trust of people because of the arrest, because of the legal process, the legal thing, issues you had to go through?
No, my teammates, my coaches, everybody here, they know who I am. They drafted me here. You know, the impact that I've had on the team since I first got here, you know. Back and focused, ready to take on a challenge.
Do you have any regrets from that situation?
I would say, you know, you learn different things, and, you know, you see how important the people that are around you are, like your family, your inner circle, people that support you when you go through things like that. But like I said, I made it through that, and I'm happy to be back.
What would you say to fans that, might wonder, even though you didn't get one charge, you might wonder about you as a person, as a human being, about your character? What can you say
Say more so the people that are around me, you know, my teammates, my family, people that I impact, you know, always been who I am, and, you know, I can't be anybody that I'm not. So I say just control what I control and be myself.
Once the legal situation got resolved, why did it take so long for you to get here? Do you feel like, you know, the fact that you weren't able to play week one, does that bother you?
I think as a competitor, I would say, you know, not being able to compete. That's one of the most things that I looked at. But, you know, here now, just looking forward and ready to go out there and, you know, compete when I'm ready.
Quinton, in your time away from the team, what were you able to do to try to keep yourself ready to go and be back here for this moment?
The same thing that I would have been doing close to it if I was here. Just training, staying focused, a lot of working out, you know, in my playbook. In my past and different things of that nature, so just focus.
Did the NFL give you any idea of what the time frame is or what the next steps are when you there on Wednesday?
I didn't, when I was there, you know, like I said, it's nothing I can control or anything like that. I think for myself, it's just making sure I'm prepared when time is there.
Quinton, what has the message been from Kevin, from AB, like, since you've been back? And I guess for you, just the fact that they are giving you a second chance here, what does that mean for you?
Like I said, I think, you know, everybody here has already known who I am. So I don't think it was any second questions or anything of that nature, especially, like I said, with everything being closed and with the decision of the prosecutor and all. But you know, just for me to be back here and with my teammates, everybody that I love, and see their emotions and how happy they were when I was back in the building. It's fun.
Along those lines, it's a tough way for you to start your rookie season in the NFL. Do you feel a real sense of relief that a lot of this is behind you now?
Definitely. I would say, you know, just back to playing football and focused, happy to be here and, you know, start off with a great start.
I know you said you're day by day as far as when you'd be ready to go, but how did you feel in practice these last 2 days, physically and mentally, about if they asked you to play Sunday, you'd be ready?
I feel good. You know, like I said, just still taking it day by day in the playbook, learning everything I need to know in case I have to go out there and play.
That you've come through this situation just in terms of, I mean, you're young, I know it's been stressful. How do you feel like you are, I guess, mentally right now to be here trying to just focus on football when this has been a lot?
Yeah, I would say more so. That's why I'm very happy. I'm closer in the circle, you know, my family, and the support of everyone that's been around me this whole time. And, you know, like I said, so it's mentally staying sharp and focused. So when the time is ready, I'm ready to go.
Quinshon, were you ever at any point in the process concerned that maybe you wouldn't be here?
I would say I wasn't focusing or like thinking of it that way. I'm just trying to think positive. You know, continue to do what I do and, you know, get better as a player, as a competitor, and focus on what I can control.
During your time away, were there people within the organization, teammates, coaches, players, front office that you stayed in contact with, I mean, even after the arrest?
Like I said, I was just more so just focused on improving off on the field and, you know, ready when the time is there.
I know you worked out with Isaiah Bond in the pre-draft process, I believe that it was. Have you guys, you know, and he went through some similar issues. Have you guys been sort of a support to each other in everything that you've been through?
I think, you know, like I said, for me to be back in the locker room with all of my teammates, get to see their expressions, how happy they were that I was back here in Cleveland, and, you know, back to playing football and just spend a lot of time with them, getting the playbook and be around those guys all day.
Richard, if it's Sunday or next week, whatever it is, what kind of impact do you think you can have on this offense and this running game in particular when you get back out?
You know, I think me as a competitor, as a player, you want to go out there and do your best every single day you step on the field. So if I have to play, I'm going to give them all.
When you watched Dylan play on Sunday, did you have visions in your head of what you guys can do as a sort of a 1-2 combination here?
I looked at our whole running back room as a whole, what Jerome did, look at Rocket and Dylan as well, and all those guys went out there and, you know, did their best on the field. I'm proud of each and every one of them. Appreciate it.
There you have it. Quinshon Judkins, his first press conference after he signed his contract, after he's all set to hopefully play on Sunday. And he, you know, he's just hoping that the cards work out correctly, that he'll have the opportunity to step on the field on Sunday when the Browns take on the Ravens, a game you'll be able to hear right here on 92.3 The Fan. We're going to come back or take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll do quick predicts. We'll talk a little bit more about Quinshon Judkins. We'll also give you our lock for the game, too. So all that straight ahead. Right here, 92.3 The Fan. Again, quick predicts, 216-474-0092. Tell us the score of the Browns-Ravens game and give us Monday morning's headline. Hey, look.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.